Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Turn on the video, testing 1, 2, 3.
Here
we go. Is it? It's going.
I thought you said we were going to use this backdrop.
It's the last
anymore.
Time. You know what? I
are
was.
Are you doing this like gaslighting thing again?
No,
were
no.
Like,
I just
last think, time you were like, oh.
No, no. We don't have to use it anymore. But what I'm saying is, hold on. Let me. What I'm saying is, I think we should use the "My Wife Hates Me" podcast banner that we use for our live
better.
Shows. Maybe. We could use that, right?
Sure.
All right. Sounds like we're moving right along. We're going to do our podcast April Fool's Day. Here's a little April Fool's story. My oldest daughter was, I don't know, probably 8 to 10. Gets in the car. I pick her up from school. I go, I just bought you a bicycle. And she got all excited. And I went, April Fool's. Without missing a beat, she just started crying. What a baby, huh? Just started crying without missing a beat. What kind of kid?
What is the missing a beat part of the... If she had missed a beat and started crying, it would be okay?
No, I mean, she cried right away. Right away.
I really don't feel like doing this today. Sorry, I'm trying.
Why?
I've got like fucking 10 podcasts to do today.
That's all we do is podcasts.
I know, and why don't I ever wash my hair? It's like insane.
I
wash my hair like once a week.
I did a good podcast. Yeah, I did Eddie Pepitone's podcast the other day, but I think I talked too much.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know, but you figured you're doing their podcast. People hear them every week, so you're the guest, so they want to hear stuff about you, I would imagine. But he's so funny. And
you could see right where you are in the thing, right?
What? There.
No, because you're like.
I was leaning. I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to relax and do a relaxed podcast. You know, week 5 of a light headache. Week 5. I'm going to go get allergy medicine, see if it's that. I had the mold tested, waiting for those results. And I'll see if I'm allergic to the cat. If it's not one of those things.
I can't do this with my hair like this.
There's nothing wrong with your hair. Put on a hat. You got a hat right behind you.
No, because when I wear a hat, people go, are you transitioning?
So they already said it, and you said no. So.
Okay, just carry on. Also, I told you yesterday, I can't talk about the headaches anymore if you refuse to go get glasses. Obviously, that's what it is.
It's
everyone
not
knows
obvious.
It. Everyone listening to this podcast knows. And
no.
I don't feel like telling you. Every time I bring up glasses to you, you lose your mind. I don't get it. You'll wear $200 sneakers, but dollar glasses. Like, look at your rings. Oh, yeah, do that on the podcast. That's good. You know, you do, you want like Rolex and rings. And
I want or I have. I don't want. I already
okay,
have
Okay, but
it.
You enjoy wearing.
I don't even enjoy it. I put on my Swiss Army watch the other day for a week. I only wear one ring. Once in a while, I'll put on two other ones if I'm...
But why do you... And then you like all your Louis Vuitton stuff. Like, why do you like looking like that, but then dollar glasses? Like,
they're reading glasses.
Yeah, but explain it to me.
Can I explain it to
you? You can buy expensive reading glasses, or not even expensive, but nice reading glasses.
Yeah, but they're reading
glasses. Prescription reading glasses.
Is there anything wrong, looking wrong with these glasses?
Yes, people comment all the time.
No, they don't.
Yes. Yes, no, they do. No. And people constantly, like, why is he wearing, like, dollar store readers?
Is that what they say? Dollar store readers?
I've heard it.
It's
pretty obvious what you're wearing. No. Half of them are broken. The legs don't work.
It's not true.
You know, they're foggy. But I'm just asking, what I don't get this obsession you have with, like, people thinking you're rich, and then
I don't try to make
glasses.
People think I'm rich. I just like nice things. I don't care what people
think. But you like nice things unless you get headaches. Then you're like, no. This was the analogy I was going to use yesterday that you wouldn't let me use because you said stop fucking talking to me. But you bring up your headaches all the time. So then when I say you need glasses, you get really mad at me. So you have an aneurysm. Is that better? Oh, you're probably dying.
Do you think maybe you're giving me the headache? Could you think that could be it?
Well, then leave.
Where am I going?
I don't know, but if that's the case.
Should I get another apartment? We should have two apartments.
We don't even have one apartment.
I mean, buy a condo, a one-bedroom condo.
Go ahead.
Would that make you happy? No. No.
I'm already happy. You're the one who's not happy.
I'm happy. I just have a headache. Not even bad.
But
today's.
Why? If you had a headache all the time,
and
people,
I've gone
to folks
check. Oh.
Out there, wouldn't you?
I'm checking all different options,
except not your vision.
I'm making a goddamn appointment.
You won't even read your texts. You go, I'll send you a text, and you'll be like, "What did your text say?" I'll be like, "Why didn't you read it?"
That's not true. I read all my texts. I read them all.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I mean, I want to bring up stuff, but I don't want to constantly, like, you're not going to bring up anything.
What you, do
you
bring up?
You know what's weird about this podcast?
Here we go.
Okay,
what do
I
no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, what do I? No, go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Exactly.
What are you saying? I don't say anything ever? I come up with so many different topics.
I was going to say that you come up with the dog is barking. I got to get her.
No.
I got to. She's.
Where are you going?
Raina put her on the bed and now she can't get down.
Oh, I can't do this.
Okay. What I was going to say.
Talking to the mic, please.
Shut your fucking mouth. I'm obviously not even sitting down yet.
Then why are you talking? All right, go ahead.
No.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say about me?
I was going to say, these are the topics. When you bring up a topic, it's always about you. And when I bring up a topic, it's always about you.
That's not true.
Isn't that amazing?
That's not true. But there is, I am a very interesting person, don't you think?
Well, bring up a topic. What's a topic for you?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm starting to do spring cleaning and spring maintenance in the yard.
That's a topic?
Yeah, we could talk about.
Well, how is that going to foster some kind of discussion?
I don't know. Talk about, you know, people like to talk about yard work and stuff like that, you know, what they got to go through.
But they're not talking.
Yeah, but
they're just listening.
Yeah, but we start the conversation, and then whoever they're with, they can go, oh, yeah,
let
yeah.
Let me pause this podcast for a second. Honey, you want to talk about yard work? Is it that?
Yep.
Let's talk about some yard work, honey. I just got the idea from Rich Voss on his podcast, My Wife Hates Me.
Perfect.
He started already. Do you think we should start? Is that...
Yeah, that's
what you imagined happening.
Yeah, that's probably.
Have they started playing it again, or they're still talking about yard work?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's that time of the year. It's that time of the year. So, I've started season two of Landscaping with Rich online.
Honey, sorry to pause again, but honey. He started season two of Landscape with Rich. Have we seen any of these? Well, it's not coming up on my feed. Here it is. He doesn't say anything. You know what's most amazing to me about your landscape with Rich, which is obviously the joke, I think. Tell me if I'm wrong. What's wrong?
Nothing.
No, everything I say, you're having a problem with. Talking about your shit you want to talk about.
I'm just saying.
I said what's funny about it, not what's wrong with it.
What's funny about what?
Your show, Landscape with Rich.
What's funny about it?
What's interesting about it?
There's so much landscaping.
No, I was going to tell you.
Oh, okay. What's
funny? Are you not listening to me?
Go ahead. What's funny about it?
Is that you never show what you're talking about. It's just your face in serious clothes. Like you put the camera, you're like this with your phone.
Like this.
Hi, it's Rich Voss. You can barely see a tree behind you even. And you're like, oh, like you think if you're talking about like, oh, the deers have been eating my trees, you'd show one of them. No.
I showed the trees how skinny they were on the last
And you won't do any editing. Right?
It's a one-camera shoot.
Right, but no editing.
No, there's no need to edit. I knock it out on one take. What are you saying?
I'm just, you know.
You were supposed to say what's funny about it, and you didn't say what's funny.
What's funny about it is that you don't show any of the landscaping. It's just your face.
I let the people know what I'm going to do.
Right, and then you go, let's get started, and then you don't. So that's the joke, right? They never show any landscaping.
Yeah, well, but they know I'm doing it.
Yeah, but you might as well be in your next one. Just do it in the bathroom. I mean, it's like.
No, I'm outside in the fresh air. They could see it.
But I'm saying if you did it in the bathroom, it's funny too because you're really not showing any landscaping. Just stand in front of a house plant. Stand in front of a window. Stand in front of this.
Hi, this is Rich Voss.
You know, here's the thing. I don't remember hiring writers, but if I do, you're going to be the first one I go to.
You don't remember hiring writers because you didn't hire any writers. You're not going crazy.
Do you do
here's
any?
Here's the thing.
I
don't have any writers. That's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do any internet?
I do nothing.
You know,
this is it.
Any content on the internet? Do you put anything up?
No,
I do, and people look forward to it every week. Landscaping.
I saw when somebody said this is fast becoming my favorite show.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow. I went and I called someone. I said, you need to go do a checkup on this guy.
Who'd you call?
I said you need to do a wellness check.
Wait, you called somebody?
Yeah.
Oh,
I called the Instagram wellness checkers.
Ooh, who's ad-libbing today, folks?
Let's get started. Click.
Bonnie McFarlane. What's going on in the business?
That's how we should end every podcast. Let's get started.
Anything going on in the business that we could talk about? Well, I mean, everything's opening up this weekend. You know, New York clubs and whatever. But, hey, listen, it's different. Obviously, it's not the same. It's different. I, right now, don't have motivation to perform in New York. I have New York spots. And the reason I took them was just to hang out with other comics, you know, because I don't feel like I'm going to grow at all on stage now in New York. I really need to be in a club doing an hour a night so I could come up and put together a seventh album. And, you know, I haven't worked on anything in a year, really. I had no motive. I mean, I worked on my yard, but not on comedy. It was like a year break. Now it's back to work. What are you doing?
Achoo.
Ew.
Achoo. Excuse me, sorry.
That's how you sneeze?
Well, I don't know.
Bless you. That's...
I didn't take any courses or anything. That was self-taught.
That was a horrible sneeze.
I'm a self-taught sneezer. Sorry.
I don't have the motivation. I want to go to New York and hang out with my friends. But going on stage, I don't know. We'll see. Such a bad sneeze. I've never heard
it. Why is that bad?
Because you're not getting the sneeze full effect out of it. You're like hesitating through
it. Wait, that's one that you already used?
No. That's what you did? You just touched your nose and you wasted it?
Because there was nothing like, it was just like a tiny bit damp. I didn't want it to like.
Something damp in this house. Well, no, we might have mold. We checked for that. There was some up in the attic. Hopefully it's not coming into the house.
I can say anything. And then the next day, like I said, maybe we have mold.
And there was mold in the attic from where that leak was. So hopefully it's not getting into the house. And that's what's giving me headaches.
There's nothing like kicking back, tearing open a bag of M&Ms, and hanging with a friend. Now that's a good time. Whether you're at the movies, on a beach, or stuck in traffic, there are so many kinds of M&Ms to enjoy. Milk chocolate, peanut butter, minis, and many more. It's the iconic candy that's all about bringing people together to bond over colorful bite-sized chocolate candies, delicious flavors, and something else we all have in common. Fun. M&Ms. For all fun kind.
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, certainly not your glasses. Your dollar store glasses.
So the clubs are opening this week. I kind of feel bad for the clubs because they, you know, they can't do 100%. They're getting killed. And yet some clubs on the road are just packing them in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see where.
Well, everybody's getting vaccinated, so, you know. There's that.
Yeah. What one did you get?
I got Pfizer.
Oh.
I got a Pfizer, which is 80% after the first dose.
I wonder what Johnson & Johnson is.
It's like 75.
Oh. We've been careful the whole time. It's weird. I mean, right from the beginning, we went to the supermarket and Walmart. I mean, we always wore a mask, always washed our hands and stuff. Yeah. But
what, masks are as good as a vaccine?
Who told you that?
Well, they're like 70-some percent effective.
I always wore the mask. Matter of fact, my favorite movie was The Mask. Psych. There was two movies, The Mask.
The Mask 1 and The Mask 2?
No, The Mask with...
The Mask Returns?
With Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
And the one with Cher and...
The kid. The Mask and Mask. Is it called Mask?
I thought so. I don't know. All right. Go ahead. I've been talking too much. You could... Anything?
Oh, God, no. But I think there's still some people who are still awake.
What do you got to say? Do you think...
But that I got my shot, and I... People like to know about your shot.
Do they?
Yeah.
honey, come on in. She's talking about her shot. Honey, you know the shots we got? Who cares about that? She's talking about hers. Come on in.
We got to hear what happened to her. Well...
I wonder what arm she got it in. I can't wait.
The left arm. And it was fine. Then the next day, aching all over. Felt like I'd been hit by a bus. Felt like I ran a marathon. Felt like I participated in a triathlon.
You went from a marathon to a triathlon?
I just realized, like, because swimming will hurt your arm. Yeah. It was, and then I had to keep, like, sitting down and stuff yesterday. Today I feel much better.
Didn't you?
I still worked out. Rich and I did fucking work out like little pussies together.
I wasn't a pussy. How was I a pussy? What are you talking about?
You just said I'm not a pussy, and I went to grab some off your mic, and you flinched. If that's not a pussy, I don't know what is.
It's called being aware.
Oh, my God. I went like, do I hit you? Have I ever hit you?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
You have.
Oh, as a joke, maybe.
No, when you got mad and you
broke
dishes.
Okay, but I've never hit you.
All right, let the public believe that.
I've never hit you.
Okay. So you got your
pushed you, maybe, shoved you.
So we worked out yesterday. What do you mean, like pussies? I did heavy weight.
I meant doing it together.
Well, I was trying to show you.
Like we're somehow like
married.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Gross.
Do you want to start leading separate lives but stay married?
No.
Why not? Because you know I'll move ahead quickly.
Go ahead. If I'm holding you back, go. What?
You're not holding me back.
I don't want to hold you back. You got to fly.
I'm not leaving.
I don't think you even have to leave. How would you leave? Like, how would leaving? Like, let's do a thought experiment.
A what?
A thought experiment.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to leave for one full year.
When?
Okay. Now, imagine your life.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just you and Raina. Okay, now. You're going to leave for one full year, and it's just me and Raina.
Yeah.
Now, who has it harder?
We both would have it hard.
If I left for one full year, do you think it would be easier or harder for you?
It depends. I mean, I'd have to hire, you know, a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
A young Russian nanny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Russian, but...
Okay, so basically you're saying you would have to hire someone to do all the things that I do.
No, to help along with, you know, other things if I'm going to work or going on the road.
Now, if you left for one full year, do you think it'd be easier or harder for me?
Easier.
Why do you think that is?
Less cleaning,
mm-hmm.
less laundry.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be harder because you don't know how to do anything when it comes to anything. I mean, yesterday she got a flat. She has an air pump in her car that you plug into the lighter, pump it up, get the air back in it, and take it to the place. And I told her what to do. She goes, no, you got to do it with me.
Well,
I mean, listen, no.
No, because no, you're, why things. Else do I have you around?
Well, if I wasn't around, that's the thought experiment, stupid.
No. I knew that I had that pump and I knew I could have done it.
No.
Although it seemed like a pain in the ass. So I wanted you to do it and it started raining.
So if I was around.
So I was like, look, I do a lot of shit for you.
That's not the argument. God, are you crazy?
No, the argument is, would I be able to? I would do it.
And I would be able to do dishes, okay?
Okay, so I get a flat tire like once, let's say once a year to be liberal about it.
I had to show you a couple times where the cutoff valve was for the main water in the house. If all of a sudden a pipe started leaking.
You show me constantly.
If a pipe started leaking, you would panic. If, like, water just came pouring through a pipe, you wouldn't... The first thing on your mind
would
be...
You weren't here when the gas leak happened.
Yes, I was. I'm the one who called PSC&G.
No.
Yes. Your mom was here.
Right.
And we said, yes, I'm the one who called them, and it was downstairs.
I thought I did it.
No. Okay.
I was proud
you
of
wouldn't
myself.
Have known who to call.
You wouldn't have known who to call.
It doesn't.
What the hell did you do?
I didn't do anything. So it would be hard for either one of us. But what I'm saying is, that's diverting the subject.
No, I'm just saying, look.
Do you know what I said at the Swinger, when I did that show at the Swinger convention?
What? Any takers?
No.
Who wants to suck my cock?
Oh.
Can I watch a couple of you? What did you say? I'm
no,
tired
it's kind
of
mean. It's kind
of
mean, so I better, people will...
You said something
walking.
About fat people. You cannot believe that fat people have sex. You're like so.
No, I don't. No, I'm not against fat. But I said if your stomach's bigger than your breasts, you might not want to wear a see-through shirt because they were walking around like half see-through clothing and, you know, just.
You're disgusted by the human body. You know
no,
why?
No, I'm not. No, yeah. No, yeah. No.
Unless
I,
it's
no.
like a model. I've sat in a car with
no,
you. I've brought it up a lot because I can't even believe this happened, that anyone would be this horrible.
No, I'm not horrible.
But a woman was minding her own business, just walking across.
How do you know she's minding her own business?
She deigned walk the crosswalk in front of our car, and you went like this, ugh.
Because she was walking slow.
No. First of all, it didn't matter. There was a light. You couldn't go anyway. So don't go,
Ooh. I didn't
like
go
that
ooh.
With your face.
I don't do anything with my face. Oh, God.
You look like Gilbert Godfrey.
You look like Norton. What? Now you're mad at that?
No, it doesn't make sense.
When you did that with your face.
Norton doesn't wear glasses. There's a lot of things that didn't make sense.
All right. Look, we only got a few more minutes.
Listen to me.
Whose podcast are you doing today?
I'm doing some for Radio Canada, for Sirius XM Canada. And then I'm doing something. I can't remember the guy. I have to look it up.
A comic?
No. He emailed me and said, you did this before. So I was like, okay.
All right. I'm going to tell this story without using names.
What?
Well, hold on. I'll tell the story and see what the people say.
What story is it?
About the guy that sent you a email saying that I think you're attractive or something.
Oh, my God. It was a DM.
A DM on what? Twitter?
Instagram.
What did he say? I think you're attractive?
He said, I'm a little drunk, so I just want to tell you how something like that. I'm a little drunk, so I'm just going to tell you how hot I think you are, attractive I think you are, something like that.
All right. So, and
so I put this emoji,
thumbs down,
and then he said, come on, you know, whatever. And then I just said, not cool. And then I blocked him on everything.
Well, I saw that person on Facebook. He's an entertainer, and he does stuff with his, I guess that's his wife.
So, you're giving too much information. So he's posing with his wife.
Yes, and I almost saw on Facebook, I think that lady with you is very attractive. Can I have her email so I can tell her? Would that be?
Yes, it's called being petty and weird and small-minded and caring so much about somebody who it makes no difference in anyone's life. Okay, so he did it. First of all, it wasn't the biggest crime in the world.
No, but wait, but now it all came back to me. I'm not fighting. I didn't do it.
No, I know, but you do hold on to these things that are so bizarre.
He kept giving you free tickets. He comes see
this
me.
Was years ago he was.
Yeah, well, that's when it started in his mind. He was giving you free
tickets.
Okay,
well,
he never invited me. Isn't that weird that he would only give you two free tickets for you and Raina?
Okay, now you're giving too much away. Just stop.
No one has any clue.
Well, just you do this weird thing where anybody who says anything to me, you harbor these resentments. And it has nothing to do with me, I realize. It has nothing to do with me.
Of course.
Because two of the other people that this happened with, you are now friends with, right? You make me somehow like, you know, I'm sure if that guy reached out to you, you'd be like, yeah, he was just drunk and it's fine and we're friends now.
No.
Yes, this is the MO that you do.
It's
and then
disrespect. I'm not arguing.
You get mad at me for whatever reason. I didn't do anything.
I didn't say you did anything. I said I didn't do it on Facebook, but I was gonna.
I know, but it's small-minded and petty, and it's honestly, it's something is wrong with you. If from years ago you're going to hold.
Years ago.
Yes, it was years ago.
It was like a year ago, year and a half at the most.
It was over 2 years ago.
No.
I'll go look it up.
You can't look it up. You blocked the person.
I'm sure it's still on my DMs.
All right. Anyhow,
my
listen,
point being is that
I'm not
how
here to
petty
argue with you.
You? How petty are you? There's something
it's
in you.
It's not petty. It's know what it is.
And it's probably the reason you have headaches is because some fucking trauma in your life and it makes you act out in weird ways. It's like when you were talking and the lawyer
would. I thought it was eyeglasses.
Well, it's trauma or eyeglasses. I'll tell you that.
Look, so I don't want to argue. Let's wrap
probably
it up.
Your father never bought you eyeglasses when you were a kid, and it's all fucking wrapped up together in some
thank
weird
you.
Way. That's why you won't get eyeglasses now.
Thank you, Dr. Bonnie.
Okay, no problem. And we're here with fucked up Rich Voss.
Fucked up Bonnie.
You're really fucked up. This is me being a doctor. You're fucked up.
This is what?
Me being a doctor.
Go ahead.
You fucked up. You really fucked up. okay, you do have weird petty grievances. Not that grievances. You, can't let go. You don't. You know, isn't there something in?
Oh,
in,
here we go.
Don't in AA or sorry, in 12-step. But by the way, why can't you say AA if you can say 12-step? It's the same fucking thing, and everybody knows it.
No.
Isn't there some? Oh, when I say 12-step, people have no idea what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm really talking about our stairs going to the kitchen.
Oh, there she goes.
Listen, isn't there something where you just, you have to like move past it? But you don't.
I do.
The lawyer won't call you back. I brought him up the other day and you're like, he still hasn't called me back.
I'm done with that guy.
Are you? Look at the anger. You still have.
There's no anger. I'm smiling. Oh,
you called his receptionist.
No, that was months ago.
Yes, and you were like, wait, he said he was going to call me back. He didn't call me back. It was so clearly you had father issues. I wanted to call her back and tell her. He's got father. I'm sorry about that.
Did you want to call her back and tell her?
I wanted to call. I really did and be like, sorry, he's clearly got father.
Would you call her?
Rain and I were like in shock.
Would you call her as a doctor or as my wife?
I'd say he fucked up, okay? He got some father issues.
All right.
He got daddy issues up the wazoo.
Up the wazoo. Listen, I got.
Don't you?
No.
Yes, he does.
No.
Yes.
who's straightened up down here and did the garage?
Not your dad.
Who's been?
Because he hasn't been around. Isn't that true?
He's 92.
Yeah. Okay. But that's didn't. You know, you haven't dealt with it clearly.
Yes, I have. I've dealt with everything.
Oh, really? Then how come you're still harboring such resentments to that lawyer who won't call you back?
Because he...
Daddy! Can you...
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No, it's this. You kicked it.
Oh.
Oh, brother.
I kicked it. I wish you were to stand.
Oh.
Get it?
Taken, ladies.
Oh, there we go. All right, listen.
He fucked up.
Can you please return my shirts I'm missing, my socks? You steal my clothes. I don't like it. If you want to borrow something, just let me know. I'll lend it to you. You know, I'm missing my shirt that says Pips. My Pips shirt, one of my favorite. I'm missing a Comedy Cellar shirt. And
the love from your father.
And I'll walk in and see Bonnie putting on my good socks. You know, socks I save for certain occasions. You know, good ones. So... These are the things I'm dealing with.
Was that his joke or something? I don't get it.
No.
All right. Ciao. Right. Peace out.
Peace out, homie.
Call it.
Oh, April 9th and 10th, I will be at the Atlantic City Comedy Club at the Claridge Hotel in Atlantic City. April 9th and 10th, the Atlantic City Comedy Club at the Claridge in Atlantic City. Come by. Thank you.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.